I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, we continue our tradition of bringing you sports-related gifts you never knew you wanted with the 20th edition of the Only a Game Holiday Gift Guide. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Was electric football one of them this year when they were the little vibrating field with
you're
the little plastic guys?
You're going to have to just listen and find out.
Could never kick a field goal, though.
Remember when folks were saying Peyton Manning would never come back from 4 neck surgeries in 2 years? The Broncos, by the way, have now won 8 in a row. They might enjoy a first-round bye in the playoffs. So how about them, Peyton?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people weren't saying he couldn't. A lot of people were saying he shouldn't come back from 4 neck surgeries. But there's no arguing with his play. He's back to being exactly the same kind of great quarterback he was in Indianapolis. And right now, Denver is a serious contender.
After making changes that resulted in 40% fewer concussions on kickoffs last season, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is reportedly floating a plan to do away with kickoffs, saying they're too dangerous. I hate to suggest this, but does this indicate the league actually cares about the health of their players?
Well, certainly the league cares about being seen as caring about the health of their players. I think this one is going to be real hard to get through committee because that will change the entire nature of how football is watched, among other things.
Turning to college football, it is Heisman weekend.
Wait a minute. Let me get into character.
You do realize that on radio, all that silence is not particularly effective.
Oh, that's because I did it from the wrong side of the microphone. Wait a minute.
Oh, that's much better.
Thank you.
It's safe to say that this year's winner will not likely be as lauded as last year's winner, Robert Griffin III, and finalist Andrew Luck, who are now two of what's being called the best trio of rookie quarterbacks since 1983, don't you think?
Yeah, because you put in Russell Wilson, the surprise rookie sensation out in Seattle. And if you extend it to, you know, second and third year quarterbacks, you have a remarkable generation of quarterbacks coming along.
Is it evolution if, at least in New Orleans, a hornet becomes a pelican?
Yeah, they're going to change the nickname of the basketball team. I don't understand why they just can't take the Jazz back. It doesn't fit in Utah anyway.
Utah won't give it up.
call them the Utah Peaks or something. I don't know. But, I mean, I don't understand why David Stern can't put his foot down and say, look, it still should be the New Orleans Jazz. Give them the damn nickname back because now you have the Pelicans.
I like it. I like Pelicans. It's sort of like the Ducks in
hockey. Don't even want to think what they're going to do about the mascot. I really don't.
Earlier this week, there was finally positive news coming from the National Hockey League negotiations, but on Thursday, Commissioner Bettman said, and I'm quoting, "I am disappointed beyond belief," but I bet he's no more disappointed than the reporters who announced a day earlier that an agreement was very near.
Yeah, there was something blew up on the length of the deal. The owners wanted to lock in all their clawbacks for 10 years. The union came back with an 8-year deal and an option to revisit it at 6. This apparently was enough to have hissy fits from the management side of the table. They walk out, their lockout continues, and there's no hockey.
The lockout has not stopped the Red Wings from shaking down the city of Detroit for a new arena. No worries, though, because I'm sure that the money couldn't have been earmarked for anything more important, like, say, education.
Yeah, the governmental body, the Downtown Development Authority in Detroit, they've been paying down general obligation bonds with $12.8 million a year that otherwise would have gone to education. Those bonds are paid off. Now they're going to use the $12.8 not for education, but to build Mike Ilitch, the right-wing pizza clown who owns the Red Wings, a new building. And if you're wondering why Detroit has problems, that's one of the reasons why Detroit has problems.
Charlie, last week I spoke with Yankees great Don Larson, who was auctioning his perfect game jersey to finance the college educations of his two grandchildren, and he told me that he'd very much like to take the family on a fishing trip if there was enough money left over, and I think there might be enough.
Yeah, because he got $756,000. It was obviously the highest amount in the auction lot. The second part of it, which was interesting, was Bobby Knight's championship ring from the 1976 perfect NCAA championship season, which went for $209,000, almost $210,000, actually. But, yeah, I think Don Larson can take not only a fishing trip, but an extended fishing trip after he puts the grandkids through school.
Yeah. Regarding the Knight item, I've said it before, I'll say it again. I don't want the ring, I want the chair. Athletes have often occupied themselves during the offseason by hunting animals, and this fall that hasn't worked out real well for former Milwaukee Brewers teammates Dale Sweem and Robin Yount, has it?
Yeah, actually, the headline on ESPN.com was startling. I said, "Dale Sweem shot by Robin Yount." Wait. I think I may have to read the story. Yeah, they were bird hunting, and apparently Sweem got in the way and got pelleted in the back of the head by Robin Yount, who, you know, is in the Hall of Fame because he doesn't miss very much. And Swaim's quite, you know, he took the whole thing quite equanimity. He says, we do it all the time. Oh, okay.
Shoot each other?
Apparently, that's what he says. Weird. We do it all the time. Not that close all the time, but we do get BBs that fall on us.
Hmm. And finally, Charlie, as we head into the home stretch of the pro football season, Minnesota Vikings linebacker Chad Greenway has some advice for his team's fans. What's he recommending?
Drinking heavily, because it's an important game, and you know, the Bears, who are their divisional rivals, and Greenway said, we have to play accordingly, and our fans have to show up accordingly, which we know they will. Hopefully, they're super-duper drunk. Yeah. So drink liquor, not beer. In fact, he advises also to get drunk the night before, and then you'd have, quote, you'd have the drunk, tired guys who will really be obnoxious.
You can find the sports writing
of
Charlie
Hunting
Pierce.
But don't go hunting with Robin Yount.
Especially not after drinking. Anyway, you can find the sports writing at Charlie Pierce at Grantland, among other places. And, of course, he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.